No, I'm good.
All right. Good morning. My name's Chairman. Who is my name? I'm having an identity crisis, but we'll work through it together. Let's see. What my brain did is last night I introduced myself as Chairman Brad Holton, and I typically introduce my other two commissioners as co-chair, and I apologize that I didn't do that last night because we were being recorded and everything. So this is Chairman Brad Holton and my co-chair, Commissioner Brooks and Commissioner Van Beek. So we kind of operate our board a little bit different than a lot of the boards, and so I want to acknowledge that and that it works really well. So with that said, hadn't really planned on that, we have an 11 o'clock agenda item, and it's an extremely important action item. To consider a resolution of appointment to the office of Canyon County Treasurer. And so tomorrow between 2 and 4, we have a going away party and an acknowledgement of many years served by Tracy. And it's a good transition time. It's not tumultuous in any way, and I want that on the record that what we're considering today has been thought through and is not reactionary to some health crisis or anything else. And so it's one of those good times that you get to do a transition when it isn't because you're forced to or something like that. And so with that said, the board interviewed two candidates yesterday during executive session to talk about things that might be of a sensitive nature. And so today we are meeting on the record to deliberate and to make a choice between those two candidates that were submitted by the Central Committee. So with that said, I would open up the floor to my other two commissioners for deliberation.
Mr. Chairman. As you said, we did interview both candidates yesterday. They both interviewed very well. Impressed by their level of knowledge about the position, and you know, both of them come with decades of experience to do the job, and I think both of them would do the job very well. But I cannot get beyond the hurdle of How do you overcome 27 years of experience in the office for which we have a soon-to-be vacancy in the top spot? And and for that, I'll be supporting Jennifer Waters for the appointment to the position of treasurer, having come up through the ranks within the office as a deputy treasurer, as the office manager, and now for 5 years as the chief deputy. To me, it makes the most sense to appoint her to the position as being the most familiar, and just to continue with a seamless transition within that office. And I think it would be in the best interest of the county to go that direction.
Thank you, Commissioner Brooks. I would completely agree with the statements that you've just made. I would add that rarely do you have the opportunity to have two qualified candidates to choose from. And for me, I agree with Commissioner Brooks about his position. I would concur. Commissioner Van Beek?
Thank you, Chairman. And I want to say that there's a lot to be said for workings in the county. Jennifer Waters has been mentored under Treasurer Lloyd. She has had a very good career here as treasurer. It is not easy to be an elected official. It was difficult in those hearing the desire for public service from both candidates. They've been involved in financial transactions for this organization for 27 years and one for a multitude of organizations for a number of years, with a wide breadth of experience in the public sector. But as Commissioner Brooks has stated, understanding the dynamics of county and having been mentored through that process by the seasoned professional that's led for the past 27 years, to have a seamless transition. And I do count the opinion of our chief operating officer, who has a lot of compliments for working with Jennifer Waters, and that she stays calm and just performs duties. And I believe that if there had been any question in Treasurer Lloyd's mind about a successor, she is a person that is instrumental in looking at and identifying. It's a stable department, and the taxes run well. And there's been challenges. Treasurer Lloyd's been heavily involved in the legislative side and with the Idaho Association of Counties, and representing the interests of the treasurers across the state of Idaho. So with that kind of history and a desire to continue in public service, the question was posed to both candidates, why do you want to do this, and do you have thick skin? I think living that close, no elected office is without its bullseyes. And so to navigate through that is going to be instrumental in the desire of this board to embrace the acronym and continue with a collaborative effort. We have experience, and that's not to discount either applicant. They were both very qualified, but I would support the Central Committee's recommendation for to have Jennifer Waters fill that vacated seat, with appreciation for both the treasurer and the chief deputy over these last years of service.
Okay. There isn't any other discussion. Doesn't seem like there might be any. I would entertain a motion that we approve this and authorize our signature on the resolution.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve a resolution that appoints Jennifer Waters to the office of the Canyon County Treasurer as the treasurer, to be elected in an election forthcoming.
I will second the motion.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. Congratulations. All right. Is there anything else? We had asked for a speech, but we know it's not in protocol, so.
I can't go on as long as what.
We could have brought the clerk down and he could have spoke for you, but we didn't think of it in time. All right, so congratulations. And again, the county is fortunate that we had two really qualified candidates for us to even choose from. So it's a good position, a good time to be in. So, all right, if there's nothing else, can we adjourn from this?
Yes.
All right, let us be in adjournment, and then we'll pick up DSD here in a little bit.